And hopefully y'all got enough to eat. Just a couple of quick announcements before we get started here. I know some of you that are here tonight, you might not be able to come back tomorrow. So next to the camera in the back of the room there, we have our offering box set up there. If you'd like to leave a love gift for the Stewart family, you could do that tonight. Otherwise, we will be taking an offering tomorrow for them. And just so you can be prepared for that if you're going to be back tomorrow. And with that, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we'll just jump right in here. Gracious God in heaven, Lord, thank you for the ministry of music. And you created it. You designed it. It's good. And you use it to minister to our hearts, not just the music, but the words also. And we're so thankful tonight that we can have the best of both, good music and good truth being sung along with it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I just want to say that meal was amazing. Can we just give everybody who cooked anything a big round of applause? Wow, that was so delicious. I told my new sister-in-law what to expect, and she was not even surprised. It was exactly like I portrayed it, didn't I? It was just like, it's like a feast. And I said, you're not going to believe the dessert table. It's amazing. So when she walked by, I was like, see what I said? Anyway, we just want to thank you. We love coming here, and we love getting to reconnect with people who we just dearly love. And we just love coming and fellowshipping with you, and we just want to minister and be a blessing. So we were eating, and a gentleman came up to us, and he said, what are y'all singing first? And we had a plan. Well, he kind of changed that plan. He said, no, that's not supposed to be first. And we were like, well, what's supposed to be first? Show a little bit of love and kindness. So if you know this song, please sing with us all together. Show a little bit of love.
Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred, blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Sing a song. Spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend. Show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Offer help.
Come home.
Bring some hope.
The fainting and discouraged on life's road.
See a need.
Lend a hand.
There are many who are crushed beneath life's load. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred, blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Oh, sing a
friend that's weary. That's a way to make the world a happy place. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's a way to make the world a happy place. That's a way to make the
hard to sing after you just ate too.
Ooh.
A little bit. We're just so thankful that after these 2 years of being here, that the Lord has brought us through so much. We've been through a lot, haven't we? How many of you, your perspective changed? Maybe God worked on your heart through COVID. Anybody? Lines up. Through that time, we were reminded how our sufficiency is only found in Christ. It's not found in our jobs that we, some of us, lost. Not found in our finances, that so much of that went down. Not even found in the people around us. It's found in the Lord. And through this time, it just taught us to just draw closer to the Lord and really think about our relationship with Him. Becoming more like Him, this song says, sometimes feels like we're dying deep inside. It's like we have to die to self. But we have to realize that He is the potter and we are the clay. And He's in control. And what He does is always best.
Jesus feels like dying deep inside, and I guess sometimes that's truly what it is. For He's calling me to lay aside my selfishness and pride, so He can mold my heart and make it more like me.
to Him and mercy took me in just as I am, and He forgave my sin. Oh, the way He's changing my heart proves that He loves me too much to leave me just as I am. Oh, the way He's changing my heart proves that He loves me too much to leave me just as I am.
Ask the little girls to come up here. These are Brittany and Ben's daughters. We have Brenna, Blair, Braylon, and Bella. This song is entitled, He Knows My Name. Aren't you glad He knows your name? It's so wonderful. We were at a play recently, and it was about Jesus. We were in Branson on vacation, and we got to see the life of Christ and His ministry, and it was so amazing, like how you would see the disciples talking back and forth, and you're just like, wow, they were just normal people, just like us, you know? And then Jesus would talk to the people, and He would use illustrations of things all around Him, and then you'd see the miracles and all that He did. And the leper that He healed, and the maniac of Gadara, and it was so neat because they sang a song, and it said, I was the one that He came for. You see, He knows our name, and He knows right where we are. I hope this song will be a blessing.
He counts the stars one and all, knows how the sand is on the shore, sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas, He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name.
the first opportunities that we got to sing after a lot of the COVID break, where we weren't traveling and we weren't singing and we were missing it like crazy. We got to go to Colorado and we sang for a few days at a church there. And I remember we sang this song. It's entitled Remember the Ember. And it's just talking about how you just need to get back to the time when you first got saved, when you were really on fire for the Lord. And maybe you still are, and if you are, that's great. But sometimes we let that fire die out and it goes more dim. I remember we sang this song and several people had come up and it just seemed to be a blessing to them and we were thankful. But there was one little girl and she came up to me afterwards and she said, I'm 10 years old. And she said, I got saved when I was 7. And she said, I just want you to know that my fire has been going out and I want to get it back. And it just melted my heart. I was just like, yes. You know, our parents have always told us, just sing for the Lord and you can make a difference in one life. And so if we made a difference in her life, it was worth it all. So she said, I'm going to make a change. I want to live for the Lord. Well, it was on Sunday, a few days later, she came up to me and she said, I've already been putting everything into practice. I've been reading my Bible. I've been telling people about Jesus. And she said, it's going great. And I just thought, praise the Lord. But if we would all just have that sincere heart of a child and just say, Lord, I've been straying or I'm just getting cold and I just want what I used to have.
Thinking to a time you know, when your heart and mind and soul were thirsty for the Lord, constant in His holy word, hanging on the truth you've heard. You long to know Him more, unashamed to share your faith, and you were unafraid, you were a victor every day. Remember the ember, the spark that lit the fire that burned in your soul. It wasn't long ago. Think back to the time you would have given all for the sake of the call to be someone's light, like a beacon in the night. Remember. Fire that burns in your soul. It
light, like a beacon in the night. Remember.
This song is entitled, I Want to Live for Jesus. And that is our heart's desire. And someone was sharing with me the other night at church, and they said, I've had three of these four girls in Master Clubs. That's our Wednesday night kids program. And they just shared with me and said, and they've always been a blessing. And they've always helped other kids learn their verses and different things like that. And they said, why are they like that? And, of course, we know none of us are perfect, and we're all growing in the Lord. But I just told her, I said, I know that they have a heart for the Lord. And these little girls love Jesus. And I just want you to know that we don't just sing this. This is from our heart.
Strength.
could roll the curtain back again. Rewind the clock and turn back time.
There's so much more that I would do and I would say, but all I really have is today. So here I am, use me more, give me words to sing and say. Let me love, let me live, let me give myself away. Use my hands, use my feet, all I have is yours to lead. Let my life be a reflection of your grace. I can't go back, but I can live for you today.
There are so many things I wish I could redo. And Lord, I've even failed you too.
If life was just a show, I think I'd hit rewind.
here last, Ashley and Daniel sang a song, and they shared their hearts, and we shared the story that they had had a miscarriage. Does anyone remember that they had had that? Okay, so I just want to praise the Lord, because Ashley's expecting right now, and she's how many weeks now? Almost 24 tomorrow, I think, 24 weeks, and praise the Lord, the baby is healthy. And she has two boys already, and this one it's a girl. So everybody's so excited. But Ashley has had some health issues herself this past week, and she's been having some high heart rate and just short of breath. And so she's been to the doctor, and she's going to follow up with that. But we're just praising the Lord that she could come and make it with us, and we didn't have to leave her behind. But she can't sing this weekend, so that's why she's not up here, and we miss her very, very, very much. we're always thinking, okay, what's her part and who's doing it? It's very confusing sometimes. But we're just so thankful for that answer to prayer. So thank you all for your care and concern with that and just the love that you showed us last time. It meant a lot. This next song is entitled Leave With Nothing Left. And it's been a song that's been a great blessing to our hearts because it's just talking about giving your all. And so when you say goodbye to this world and you spend your forever in eternity, that you've literally given your all for the Lord. Like, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. That ought to be our desire to hear well done. Leave with nothing left.
Could it be we're so heavenly minded that somehow we've been blinded to what He's calling us to do right here? Could it be that God has always planned it, that we leave here empty-handed when this life disappears?
But is it really living if my one ambition is simply hanging on till we all get out of here?
God will give me chances to show how great His grace is by living out His truth.
If somehow I could choose it, I'd be the one God uses to make a difference in what forever means to you.
I don't want to waste a breath.
All right. Can I get this mic on up here, this cordless mic? Can y'all turn that on?
Testing. All right. The guys are looking at me like, what is he doing? Let the old man get down the steps. All right. We're going to sing a song called Lord, I'm Thankful. I just wondered if there was just maybe two or three or four people that would like to give a testimony of something they're thankful for over the last year or so. Anyone want to give that? Hold up. Now you're going to get me all out of breath. The next one will be back there in the corner.
I'm just thankful for my salvation, and I can look back and see what the Lord has just been so good to me.
Amen. Anyone else?
Well, I am thankful for family, my own personal family. And now that we've got, we're not quite caught up to y'all yet. We got five grandkids, but they're amazing. But I'm also thankful for my church family. And, you know, I'll just turn around and face them all. A lot of churches over the last year or two have really struggled. And we haven't. Y'all have just stuck with it. And when we opened back up, y'all came back. And that really made me feel good. But then I had to come back Sunday nights too, myself. But so thankful for all of you guys. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thank you. I praise God for everything He's done for us, and the best way I can say it is I'm grateful and thankful for His grace.
Anyone back here? Anyone over there?
I'd just like to thank the Lord for when it's hard and you say goodbye to someone on earth that you loved all your life. And in that same funeral, your son, who you've been praying for ever since he walked away and he got saved, and you get the joy of watching that little baby Christian grow, and you're like, oh, Lord, I need to get back that fire that that boy has now, because he's out doing this. He's already trying to win his cousins, and I just thank the Lord that while sad things happen, I know my father's up in heaven right now looking down, rooting for that boy. And I bet the happiest day, apart from going to see the Lord, was knowing at his funeral his grandson, who he'd been praying for, got saved that day.
That's great. One more. One more. Anyone? Going, going, gone.
Lately I've been through some testing and trials that felt like a detour that went on for miles. Standing here now looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful.
Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am feeling so strong and alive. The darkness is past, the morning is bright, and I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants just a pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
I battled giants of failure and fear. The shadows of doubt where my hope was unclear. But all along, Lord, you were hovering near, and I'm thankful.
All the sins of my past were a thundering roar that echoed the guilt that I could not ignore. But it's nailed to the cross, and I hear it no more.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants to pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions.
Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound.
Every beat of my heart wants to pound.
I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
One of the things that I'm thankful for is your pastor. It was such a blessing during COVID. I would go on Facebook and I would listen to his devotions. How many of y'all went online and watched those? Was it not a blessing? I loved it because it was a way to connect with his people that he wanted to preach to. And churches were shut down and our pastor did the same thing. And it was just another way that we could grow outside of church, and it was just such a blessing. So thank you personally for that. It was an encouragement. What he wanted to do was to let us all be reminded that the God we serve in the good times is the God we should still serve in the bad times, and that he is our almighty King, that nothing and no one compares to him.
Gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you in this corner of the good and the right stands a champion robed in white.
His height exceeds the heavens, his weight outweighs the world, his reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away.
Jesus left his hometown to enter this arena to raise his hands in victory for me. An angry crowd crucified this king who wore their crown, and they gladly watched the champion go down.
To go back. Let's start with the chorus again if we could.
Higher than the highest, greater than the great, no one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, he reigns from above.
A lot of great songs tonight. Amen. More than songs, a lot of great truth. Everything about Jesus, about God, his love, and the way he showed that love, his forgiveness. I appreciated the song they sang right at the beginning, Remember the Ember. What a great reminder for us. And I couldn't help but think, I was talking just before we came in here with someone about, you know, when things hit our church and we shut down and then we come back on, and I look at the live stream numbers and I know some of them need to be here. I'm just saying, remember the ember, you know? I'll go on a mission trip for 2 weeks, and I can't wait to get home. I miss my wife. I miss my family. That's you all right there. And I don't understand how we can be away from church that long and not come back. But you're back. You're here. How are we when we go out of here? We get all excited in here on Sunday. Everybody's smiling. We're all glad to see each other. But does the fire go out when we go out the door? You know, we got to keep that ember going during the week. Keep the fire burning during the week. And, you know, there may be some here tonight or even some listening through our live stream tonight that have never had that fire before, that don't have that relationship with God, that only comes through what Christ did on the cross for us. I am super glad that you're here, but you are no closer to heaven than anyone else for being here. Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, the life. No man, I'm paraphrasing now, no man gets into heaven but through Him and what He did on the cross. And I bring this up occasionally. I love those verses in Galatians that basically says, if we could get to heaven by being a good person, then Jesus wasted His time on the cross. I think the correct wording is it was all in vain. In other words, He wasted His time. But we can't get to heaven by being good. Jesus had to die for us. And today, right now, that gift is offered to you, that gift of forgiveness, so that you can know that you'll be in heaven when you die. I've shared my testimony with you all before, most of you, having grown up in a church. My parents dragged me to church every day. Yes, dragged, okay? But then when I was 19, I realized I just didn't have what other Christians had around me. I was missing something. My life definitely revealed that I needed something. And I trusted Christ as my Savior at the age of 19. See, you don't have to be a little kid to do that. There's people in this room tonight that have trusted Christ as an adult. One person, I won't say his name, but he's here tonight. It was 4 or 5 years ago. I'd have to check the calendar. Here's the only way I will remember the day he got saved. I'll have to look at the calendar and see when Christmas fell on a Sunday. Because we actually had church that morning. And he came here for the first time ever and got saved. And his fire is still burning. It's amazing to see what God has done in that man's life. He could do that in yours. But it starts by kneeling at the cross. And I trust if there's someone here tonight that hasn't done that, that you would not leave tonight without talking to me or someone else here that you know or trust. Even just to ask us questions, we'd love to do that. I think before we leave for tonight, let's go ahead and stand. We will sing a song together. And I do want to invite our live stream family, if you can, come on back tomorrow. The Stewart family is going to be here during our morning service. Live stream is good. I'm sure your speakers on your device are good, but ours are better in-house. I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and sing this song, Give Thanks. Good night.